Other than contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-339-8366. 1-800-339-8366.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great. But I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Great place to go see movies. Two movies for one price and two screens to choose from. On screen one tonight, you can go see Minions and Inside Out. That'd be the animated screen. And on screen two, you can see Ant-Man and Terminator Genesis, two very interesting documentaries. Yeah. So you got the animated stuff
documentary,
or the documentaries on the other screen, all at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here with me. Josh Gilbert is filling in for Ian today. And now we need you to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last 60 days, you are eligible to play right now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Later on in this hour, Mike Evans will be here to talk gossip and Hollywood kind of stuff. And I've got an all-Florida edition of Knuckleheads in the News.
That's probably not too hard.
Coming up in about a half hour or so. No, they contribute stories every day, and I've compiled several of them into today's batch, and we will get to that in just a couple of minutes. First, let's go to the phones, and our first caller is Al. Welcome to the Big 550, Al.
Hello, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Everybody who gets to be on the challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity. You can use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family and friends, use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. It's your airtime. We call it the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, Al.
Oh, I'm just heading home from work, and thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories spinning around until we push that button. And then Category 1 spills out, and it is always, have you been paying attention? Then there's Category 2, they died this week. Or Category 3, the new Hall of Famers. Which one would you like?
They died.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have a clock with 60 seconds that Al will be able to use up by answering questions, starting with the one-pointer and all the way up to the five-pointer. Maximum of 15 points, but he does not have to get all of them to win. Just has to get at least half of the points. So really, we round it up to 8 points or better to be a winner of a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or
We have free admission to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville for two adults, which then in turn gets two kids in with those two adults. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the Skyview Drive-In. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all 15 points, you win a bonus prize we add on top of what you've chosen from those.
Yes, if you get the clean sweep, you will get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com.
I went to brunch there the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
So all three of us can heartily endorse Jimmy's on the Park, having eaten there and enjoyed it very much.
Hardly.
Terrific. So your category, Al, is They Died This Week. We've got the clock ready to go with 60 seconds, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these best-selling novels was not written by E.L. Doctorow, who died this week at 84? Ragtime, Bonfire of the Vanities, or Billy Bathgate?
I'm just going to guess at Ragtime.
It was Bonfire of the Vanities. Alex Rocco, who died this week at 79, played Mo Green in The Godfather. How did Mo Green die in the movie?
I've never seen it, so I have no idea.
Never seen The Godfather?
Goodness. No, I know. I need a punish for that already.
Here's your three-pointer. Fast Eddie Scholler died this week of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at age 67. In what town is the restaurant and bar that bears his name?
That would be Alton.
That's Alton, right. In what Broadway musical did Theodore Bickel, who died this week in 91, play the character Tevye more than 2,000 times?
I feel a punishment coming. I have no idea.
True or false, George Coe, who died this week at age 86, was one of the original cast members on Saturday Night Live.
I want to say false.
George Coe was an original member of the Not Ready for Primetime Players. I think he only lasted one or two shows, but yeah, he was in there and then went on to a career and a lot of other things.
Was the other guy in Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, Theodore Bickel played
Tevye. I deserve this punishment.
More than 2,000 times. And by the way, our sympathies and condolences to Eddie Scholler Jr. and his wife, our friend Trish Gazelle. No?
No, they're no longer married.
They're not?
No, but Trish knew Eddie Sr.
Of course.
Yeah,
well. Yeah.
Well,
my daughter knew Eddie Sr. too. She's a waitress out in Warren County, and he was a regular there.
Well, he's got a unique place there, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, and Eddie Jr. Will continue to run that place, and I'm sure a lot of people have been coming in and offering their condolences this week, and will continue to this weekend. Unfortunately, Al, that's the only one you knew, so you got 3 points, and that means I have to punish you. Now, you may not have heard about this, because like me, you probably don't care about the Video Music Awards on MTV. You know, I don't know if you know this, but that's all that MTV does now. They just show videos. It's a unique concept. But apparently, when they came out with the nominations for the VMAs, Nicki Minaj didn't get one for her Anaconda video, and she was upset about that, and she tweeted something that Taylor Swift thought was an attack on her, and so she tweeted something back, and then Katy Perry got involved, and all it really did was create a lot of promotion for the VMAs. But it also made me go into my punishment music file and say, what do I have by somebody performing a song by Katy Perry or Nicki Minaj or Taylor Swift? I don't have any Nicki Minaj stuff. I don't have any Katy Perry stuff. But I do have Steve Carell doing a Taylor Swift song.
Right.
And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. And the players gonna play, 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 baby. I'm gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. And the players gonna play, play, play,
all right.
play.
That'll be fine.
I'm gonna
turn it off. That's Taylor Swift as channeled by Steve Carell.
When did he do that?
I don't know. Al, thank you very much for playing.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Here's
you forgot about Mo Green.
Oh, Mo Green was shot through the eye, through his glasses. At the Tropicana. Mm. Same hotel I was at this weekend. Mm. Actually, not the same. It just had the same name. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I own a company for greenhouse supply called Versaponic.com, and get a hold of me if your school or individuals need any supplies in that area.
All right. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? The new Hall of Famers, or our new third category, which is animal movies not named Sharknado.
I'll try the movie one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. By the way, that Sharknado 3 that aired last night,
yeah,
horrible ratings. I think the Sharknado thing may be over.
Yeah.
And America says a gleeful thank you.
Might have jumped the shark, Abe.
I see what you did there. Brian, your category is animal movies not named Sharknado. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
What kind of animal was Babe?
He was a pig.
Correct. What kind of animal was Seabiscuit?
That was a horse.
What kind of animal was Beethoven?
Beethoven was a dog.
What kind of animals were featured in the movie Born Free?
Born Free was about lions.
And what kind of animal was Tonto in the Art Carney movie Harry and Tonto?
A cat.
That is our first clean sweep of the month of July.
Whoa.
Just like that.
Cool.
I don't think we even got to 30 seconds there. Brian, congratulations.
Yay.
Stand by. I'll tell you how you get your dinner at Jimmy's on us.
Wow.
Hang on while I go to our next contestant, who is also named Brian. Hi, Brian.
How are you?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
I'm glad it's Friday. I'm on my way to help work on building a deck.
I'm sorry, you're working on what?
Building a deck.
Building a deck. I thought you said filming an attack. I thought we're going to need more information than that.
I think I'd rather still be at work.
Brian, you've got three categories to choose from. Have you been paying attention? The new Hall of Famers, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week?
Let's do Multiple Choice Week.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which pro wrestler has been dropped by WWE after a tape revealed him making racial slurs? Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, or Randy Orton?
Hulk Hogan.
Correct. What animal is being blamed for an outbreak of leprosy in Florida? Alligators, armadillos, or manatees?
Blamed for what?
An outbreak of leprosy. Alligators, armadillos, or manatees?
Armadillos.
Correct. Nigel Richards is such a good Scrabble player that he recently won a tournament in a language he doesn't even speak. Was it Spanish, Japanese, or French?
French.
French is right. Which of these health insurance companies is not involved in a $48 billion merger? Cigna, Humana, or Anthem?
Humana.
Correct. Which 80s movie stars band Truth Movement gave a performance at a Cardinals minor league affiliate that was so bad the team apologized to fans? Was it Corey Feldman, Kirk Cameron, or Fred Savage?
Fred Savage. Oh, man.
Truth Movement is a band of Corey Feldman, who last weekend were playing at a gig for the Class A State College Spikes, which is a Cardinals Class A team in Pennsylvania. Afterwards, the team tweeted, quote, "While the nature of the appearance was not what we had anticipated for the evening, we would like to apologize to all fans who may have been offended by its content. We'd also like to apologize to our fans for the appearance being so far below expectations."
Oh.
Let me tell you something. If you're in a job review or any kind of review, and that phrase is in there, so far below expectations, you did not have a good day.
But it was far below expectations for Corey Feldman.
So that's true. The bar is already pretty low there.
Right.
I want to go back to one of the other stories here. This guy, Nigel Richards, he's the best Scrabble player in the world. And he proved it on Monday by entering the French Scrabble Championship, even though he does not speak French. But here's what he did. 9 weeks before, he got a French Scrabble book. It's not a dictionary because he didn't need to know what the meanings are. He memorized the book. He's got one of those eidetic memories, I guess.
Yeah.
So he sees a word once and it's in there, so he could look at a page and remember every word on that page in French, a language he does not speak, but you don't need to when you're doing Scrabble. You just have to spell correctly. And he did that, and he beat every other contestant who did speak French. That's amazing. And the armadillo story, one other I got to tell you about. The armadillo, I did not know this, is the only animal that carries leprosy. And it can bite or spit on people or pets, and they have an outbreak of leprosy in Florida because people try to catch armadillos and sometimes eat them.
Yeah.
And in the process of catching them, sometimes the armadillo spit on these people. But even if you eat dead armadillo meat, you can get leprosy from that. So there's a lesson for you kids today. No grilling the armadillos this weekend.
I don't mean to laugh, but you think of leprosy as being something from the Middle Ages?
Yes. It's still around. Hmm. There's an outbreak of it in Florida. All right, Brian, you didn't need all that information because you're a winner. You got 10 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in our fourth contestant for today. And that's you, Scott. Welcome to the show. Scott, are you there?
Here. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Well, I'm on my way to a friend's house to help build a deck, too.
Really?
Strangely enough.
Is today National Build a Deck Day and I didn't get a memo?
Well, it is 95 degrees out.
Do you know
it
Brian?
It's deck building weather.
Are you and Brian friends?
No.
You guys going to the same place?
Wow. Which category would you like here, Scott? We have you been paying attention, or the new Hall of Famers?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which St. Louis suburb, which made national news last year, has Andre Anderson taken over as interim police chief?
Ferguson.
Correct. The 1996 movie Space Jam starred Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. Which current NBA superstar and Trainwreck co-star is in talks to do Space Jam 2?
I do not know.
Which country singer divorced Blake Shelton this week?
Miranda Lambert.
Correct. Which country opened an embassy in Washington this week, ending 54 years without diplomatic representation in the U.S.?
Cuba.
Correct. Which presidential candidate's phone number did Donald Trump give out during a campaign speech this week?
I don't know.
Back to the two-pointer. Take a guess on the NBA superstar and Trainwreck co-star in talks to do Space Jam 2.
I do not know.
Take a guess.
Michael Strahan.
Well, if I had asked for which co-star of Kelly and Michael, that might have been a good one, but he didn't play football. LeBron James is the guy who we're talking about there. And Lindsey Graham is the presidential candidate who, after Donald Trump gave out his cell phone number, made a video of himself smashing his cell phone, which seems funny, except that that doesn't change anything, because now when he gets a new phone, he still has the same number. All he had to do was call up a phone company and say, I need a new phone number. I want to keep the same phone.
Yeah, but that video would be really boring.
That's true. But it would.
But maybe the next phone he gets won't be a flip phone.
No, that's the other part of that. That bothers me, by the way.
Did you see that? That had to be a fake phone.
No, I think this is the kind of guy, you know, there are a lot of people up there in age in the Senate and the Congress who are not in touch with technology at all and are still using flip phones. I completely believe it. Scott, let's see how you did here. You got the 4, the 3, and the 1. Hey, that's 8 points. You're above the threshold, and you're a winner as well.
Excellent.
Nicely done. Congratulations. And let's go to one more contestant here. And that's going to be Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much. Just got home, going to mow, and enjoy a nice evening with my daughter.
Not building a deck.
Not building a deck.
Okay. The category is the new Hall of Famers. They're having the class of 2015 inducted into Cooperstown this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the people who are the new Hall of Famers.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Randy Johnson was the tallest player in MLB history when he was drafted in 1988 by which team? Montreal Expos, Seattle Mariners, or Texas Rangers? Montreal Expos. In what country was Cy Young Award winner Pedro Martinez born on the outskirts of Santo Domingo?
What country?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic?
Correct. For which team was John Smoltz one of its big three pitchers along with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine?
Atlanta Braves.
Correct. Craig Biggio is the only player in baseball history with at least 3,000 hits, 600 doubles, 400 stolen bases, and 250 home runs. For what team was he an all-star second baseman?
Houston Astros.
Astros is right. Now, that's all the people who are going into the Hall of Fame, so here's a five-point question for you. Which former Cardinals slugger only got 55 votes, way short of the 412 necessary to get him into the Hall of Fame this year?
I'm assuming Mark McGwire.
You are correct. It is Mark McGwire, and you've got yourself 14 points for the win. Mark, nicely done.
Yeah, I should have gotten the 15. Sorry.
That's well, you know what? You'll have to have some wonderful donuts or a wonderful movie as your prize.
And
enjoy that. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15. You can also find previous editions of the challenge on my website, harrisonline.com. The challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Open 7 nights a week with 2 screens. Each one has 2 movies in digital projection and great FM stereo sound. Listen in your car, bring a radio, bring your chair, sit outside, have a nice time with the family, and also hit their great concession stand at the Skyview Drive-In. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
It's time for a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, dead accident on northbound 170 before 270 is off on the right shoulder. Both lanes are open. You're still a little bit slow from Frost up to Highway 270. Eastbound 270 still stacks up between McDonald and New Florissant. Now, they have Olive shut down at Ross. They're detouring traffic. Just follow the detours there. But you've got mega backups in each direction, and that's on Olive at Ross. That's due to a transformer fire. We have southbound 141 really jamming up north of Ladue down through Highway 40 and from Fiedler down to 21. Southbound 270, stop and go from Olive down through Marshall Road. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still heavy traffic due to that earlier accident on eastbound 70 from the Blanchette Bridge in through Air Flight. And on eastbound 40, the baseball traffic, Timberlake Manor through Mason, and we're slow again from Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Pennzoil Synthetics, taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the clean, pure power of Pennzoil Synthetics today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. The Rosetta Stone language immersion technology is the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. To prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history, because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're giving you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-616-1077.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-616-1077. That's 1-800-616-1077.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your 5 best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-0511. That's 1-800-700-0511. 1-800-700-0511. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Get organized for less than you think with a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody, McGraw-Milhaven. If you need organizing, St. Louis Closet Company can help. Master closets, kids closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, garages, entertainment centers, playrooms, Murphy beds, and so much more. Call them today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Having organized closets is listed in the top 10 reasons why people buy homes. So now is the perfect time to invest in your home. St. Louis Closet Company will work with you and your budget to create a place for everything in your home. St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. I had wasted space in my house. I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and measure and shape and create a closet. Now that space no longer wasted, a perfect closet. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. You need a closet, you need St. Louis Closet Company.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a Cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Sing it again.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, this Porthan show. What did I say? Did I say Porthan?
Yeah, this Porthan of a show is brought to you by
Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Whether you're looking for a great sit-down meal or a great take-home meal, well, I'm glad I didn't mispronounce sit-down.
Oh.
These are the places to go to. You'll know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof and the giant pig in front of the door of the smokehouse as well. Annie Gunn's in the smokehouse in the Chesterfield Valley. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Josh Gilbert, who's been doing a good job all week long filling in for Ian. And here, filling in for himself in Southern California, is Mr. Mike Evans.
Little party Harris for sale. Little party Harris for sale.
How are you, Mikey?
I just ain't get my bean.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Now, I got a pop quiz question.
Okay.
Name the name of the celebrity who has the highest IQ, 184. Definitely genius. In fact, all four of these celebrities have extremely high genius IQs, but only one reaches that 184.
Wow.
Lisa Kudrow, Conan O'Brien, James Woods, Rowan Mr. Bean Atkins answer
oh
in just
goodness.
A minute.
Wow.
I got a couple movie reviews on me.
Okay.
You guys watch any movies for yourself?
I went to see Paper Towns.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Don't bother.
We start off with really bad.
Not horrible, but I gave it a 4 out of 10. And by the way, teenage girls will go see this movie. We're not the demo for it.
All right. Pixels is pitiful. Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Josh Gad. I mean, they ruled the arcade games back in the 80s. So when those games invade Earth now, these three guys are ready. Unfortunately, this movie is really bad.
Wow.
Horrible script, sophomoric graphs, and not funny. What do they call it? Oh, yeah. Pitiful would be the word.
Mike Evans says Pixels is pitiful. I can see it on the poster right now.
The only folks that will enjoy this film are kids under 10. And since it's rated PG-13, that even takes that option away.
Wow. Yeah, you're telling me even members of Adam Sandler's family won't like this movie.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Pixels, 2 miserable hours. 1 star.
Wow.
Southpaw.
Yeah.
Stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Forrest Whitaker, Rachel McAdams. This film tells the story of a washed-up boxing champion, but this movie is actually very, very good. Gyllenhaal is fabulous. I think maybe even Oscar-worthy fabulous. The script is solid. The plot is compelling, and it's not all about boxing. It's also a touching story about a girl and her father. The boxing scenes are very graphic but very realistic. That's a kind of movie that is going to make you feel good but also will tap into a lot of different emotions. Rated R, 2 hours long. Southpaw, stars.
Mike, last night when I went to see Paper Towns, at the theater, they had the poster for Southpaw there, and it's got the picture of Jake Gyllenhaal with his shirt off and his six pack abs. It was like looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
at the Funhouse.
Exactly.
You didn't let me finish. Let me finish.
I did. Shop talk, little radio shop talk, homie.
Okay.
Do you follow radio shop talk at all? Radio stuff?
No, I don't pay attention at all.
Frank doesn't at all either.
No,
I don't either.
We are two guys outside the mainstream of radio. That's why we don't care.
But I, since I'm on so many stations, I follow it a little bit.
You have to, because you got to pay attention, because some morning show you're on could have been fired and nobody would call you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Usually, I have had morning shows fired from underneath me, but they kept me.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Radio Shop Talk, new radio station in Denver. Smoking 94.1, Denver's marijuana station. It's also called K-High.
Yeah.
All pot talk all the time, but they do play some music like Bob Marley, and when they do, they run a bumper between songs. We play the hits. You have a hit.
Now, is that real?
It is real. 94.1 smoking Denver's marijuana radio station.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, and Mike, you've been in this business a long time, so has Dan, so have I. You know that they can't do all pot talk all the time for more than just a couple of weeks.
Like the Elvis Presley format.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the music?
They play Bob Marley, reggae.
They play Fish, Grateful Dead, probably DMB.
My friend in Denver says they're doing pretty good. They have a lot of fast food restaurants and munchie products.
Yeah. Dude, what about the pot stores? Do they advertise on the station?
Yeah, they do. Dayton history, July 24th, 1967, sort of fits in with our last nugget. Full page ad demanding the legalization of marijuana appears in the London Sun, paid for by the Beatles.
Oh.
See that. Let's do an instant bonus pop quiz question.
Okay.
Jenny from the Block, birthday today, J-Lo, 46. How many times has J-Lo been married?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going to go three.
Yeah, I was going to say three.
Two.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Chris Judd.
Yeah.
And Ohana Noah.
I beg your pardon?
Who?
Ohana Noah.
Okay. Ohana Noah.
Three times. That was the first husband that tried to sue her and gets all that money. Mm-hmm. Ended up getting his legs broken or something.
You know, it's such a shame that she didn't have a better movie career. She did that Steven Soderbergh movie with George Clooney. It was
Out of Sight.
She was really, really good as the U.S. Marshal Karen Sisko in that movie. And they had great chemistry on screen. Everything she's done since has sucked.
Been bad.
Everyone.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Playing a maid. Remember that maid wrestling?
Maid in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the other one where she played, she was in an abusive relationship?
Oh, Enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And she was also in that Monster-in-Law with Jane Fonda.
That was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Answer to pot quiz. Name the name of the celebrity has the highest IQ of the four. 184. Lisa Kudrow, Conan O'Brien, James Woods, or Rowan Mr. Bean Atkins.
Josh, you go first.
I'm going to go with Lisa Kudrow.
Dan?
Wow, I was going either Mr. Bean or I'm going to go James Woods.
I'm going to go Conan.
Lisa Kudrow and Conan O'Brien both have 160 IQs.
Wow.
Mr. Bean, 178. James Woods, 184.
Wow.
Ooh.
184. And finally, on the broadcast. Because you're so good, Aloha Friday. No, we're to Monday. We're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Have a wonderful day, St. Louis. A great weekend. Olivia Yokalani, Lani, Ani, okay. A la coo and a cock and a and hooey, hooey, ho. Chill away, come here, cock. Wiping out of my key, cock, cock, hooey, ho. Bye bye.
It's Aloha Friday.
No, not that. Not that one.
No, Frank, you're right. He's doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't play the song after Mike's over.
Apparently we do.
Well, I don't get it. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
No, we never do. We never
we
did.
We just play the Nanaguni Hanawuni.
Dan, I'm telling you right now, this is the last time I'm working with this guy this week.
Yeah, I've had it.
After today, this is the last day this week I'm working with this guy.
I'm calling the authorities.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley every day here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, before we get to knuckleheads in the news, I just want to mention that three people are leaving Channel 4. Now, we're affiliated with Channel 2 here, but... Three people are leaving Channel 4.
Four? Yes. I know Channel 5 lost a bunch of people recently.
Yes. Channel 4 is losing Robin Smith, who announced today that she's retiring. Next Friday will be her last. She's been on the air in St. Louis for 40 years.
Yeah.
Started at Channel 5, then she went to Channel 2. Then in 1978, she started a run at Channel 4. That's 37 years.
And she used to have the bun on her head forever and ever. And yeah. She got rid of that a while
back. Yeah. 40 years on the air. Congratulations on that, Robin. Also, Craig Cheatham, who I think is one of the best investigative reporters this town's ever had, he's leaving there after 16 years. He's going to a TV station in Minneapolis where he's going to be the assistant news director.
Interesting. He's an investigative reporter and his last name's Cheatham.
You know his partners Dewey and Howe.
Uh-huh.
And also, I don't know who this is, but a young reporter named Brittany Noble Jones is also leaving. She's moving to a TV station in Mississippi. Now, speaking of shop talk kind of stuff,
yeah,
you know what I'm thinking when I hear that three people are leaving a TV station at the same time. Somebody there has decided we have to make some budget cuts.
Yes.
And Robin's been here 40 years, and Craig's been here 16 years, and their contracts are up. Now, I don't know that that's the case. I hope that it's Robin's choice. I hope it's Craig's choice. I hope it's Brittany's choice that they're leaving, because the other way, this business can be awfully ugly. But congratulations to all of them on whatever they're going to move on to next. Now let's do some knuckleheads in the news, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab? Use the STL taxi app to get a Laclede cab. You know what happened right there? I had this little thing of saliva in the back of my throat where I should have stopped and swallowed, but I didn't. Yeah. I kept on going. A professional broadcaster like Robin Smith would never do something like that.
So this portion of the show is brought to you by...
let's give them what they need. Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Pause. Swallow. I wrote that on my script for the next time. Download the STL Taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Yeah, there's the music that means we span the globe. The story's wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, but this is not from around the globe today. This, ladies and gentlemen, is your all-Florida edition, yes. The official state of knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for a couple of our stories today, including the first one from Orlando, where Peggy Westby couldn't get any sleep because of the loud music coming from her upstairs neighbor's condo. She complained to the homeowners association. They didn't do anything about it. She called the cops. They didn't come. Finally, after wearing noise-canceling headphones and enduring weeks of no sleep and emotional and physical stress, the deputies finally showed up and they heard this low bass rumbling from upstairs and some knocking noises that were making Peggy's life hell. So they went upstairs, but the neighbor, Mariana Sechrist, didn't answer the door. Peggy says she's probably at her boyfriend's place. So they called Mariana's boyfriend and told him, look, we've got a search warrant. Either you or Mariana have to come over here and turn off the alarm and open up the condo door, or we're going to break it down. He hung up. Nobody showed up. The deputies rammed the front door. When they got inside, they found a sound system with three low-frequency speakers mounted to a board and placed face down on the floor in the living room, hallway, and closets. Also weighed down by dumbbells and cinder blocks, they were daisy-chained together and wired to an amplifier playing an MP3 on a loop from a BlackBerry tablet, making a low-frequency noise that vibrated the entire room and the downstairs condo. And there was a device hooked up to the amplifier that allowed somebody with a smartphone to operate it remotely. So after the deputies had called the boyfriend, surprise, the music stopped. By the time they got inside, the sound system was turned off. So apparently, Mariana has some sort of problem with Peggy. But Peggy has no idea what it is.
Daisy-chained speakers, remote starters, that is very intricate.
Peggy has gone to court and gotten a court injunction against Mariana, and Mariana has now been charged with aggravated stalking and won't say what the problem was, and Peggy doesn't know, but she's happy to finally be able to get a night's sleep. Next, we go to Riviera Beach, Florida, where police got a call about a home invasion from a man who said he was in his bedroom in the early morning hours when he was awakened by a man in a red baseball hat holding a knife. The man told police the intruder took 3 cell phones and left. Police didn't have to go very far to find a suspect because when they pulled up in front of the apartment, a guy named Antonio Smith flagged him down and said, "I didn't do it." By the way, Antonio Smith was wearing a red baseball cap and happened to have the victim's cell phones in his pockets, but he didn't do it. Next, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where firefighters rescued a man whose head got caught in exercise equipment at the W Hotel. 60-year-old guy was doing a shoulder workout in the gym, fell off the machine, his head got caught in a weight machine. They had to call the firefighters to manipulate his head out of the machine by using a bar to bend the other machine.
Goodness.
He had significant injuries, but he's okay now. And we'll finish in Winter Haven, Florida, where the cops are trying to find out the name of a guy who apparently knocked himself out for a few seconds by headbutting a bus. He got off the bus at 11:35 last Saturday when it got to its stop, but then he told the doctor, the driver, "I need to go to another location," and got extremely agitated when the driver told him it'll be an additional $2 fare to travel to the other location. The driver then got out of the bus, locked it, and went into the bus terminal, leaving the passenger sitting alone on a bench. The man eventually walked away, but 4 minutes later came back to the still locked bus. And we have surveillance video showing him then get a running start before he headbutts the door of the bus, shatters the glass window, and then falls to the ground unconscious. There's nobody around. He lays on the ground for 2 or 3 minutes before he collects himself and runs away. The police have posted the video on Facebook to ask the public for help identifying the man, and they added, quote, "File this under what not to do when you get mad regarding bus fare. Ouch," unquote. And
he didn't do it either.
No, he didn't do it.
No.
Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got a story to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com, and maybe I'll use yours next week. I will see you next week filling in for McGraw in the morning. And on behalf of Dan and Josh and Tim and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a mess on eastbound 40 just before Highway 141. We've got a pretty major crash there. They've been, right now it looks like just the right shoulder is getting through, but periodically they're shutting the highway down. So you've got emergency vehicles in the two left lanes, and then you also have, looks like a tractor trailer that was involved in this on the right shoulder. Now they've opened it up again on the right shoulder, so traffic is barely getting by, but you're backed up now to Chesterfield Parkway West. If you're traveling on northbound 270, you're running slow from Dorset up through Highway 70. Eastbound 70, getting better. Your stop and go from approaching 270 through Lindbergh, and then it's just off the pace through Highway 170. Eastbound 270 still stacks up east of McDonald through New Florissant. Eastbound 40, we're also heavy from Ballas all the way in through Big Bend with the baseball traffic. And eastbound 44, you're jammed up from Merritts up to the Merrimack River Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Cardinals. Don't miss the Cardinals and Braves at Busch Stadium July 24th through the 26th. There are great promotions all weekend long, including an Al Hrabowski bobblehead. Get yours tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. Proactive.com.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep for cash. Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Fox 2 News at 6.
On guard in Wentzville, armed civilians outside a military recruitment center. But is it a welcome sight?
They're the digital displays designed to make your commute a little easier. We'll show you the Show Me State's clever way of grabbing your attention.
Learning doesn't stop just because kids are out for summer break. You hear from some community leaders who paid a special visit in Ferguson to a summer camp to encourage youth to continue to learn and succeed in life.
Warm and certainly more humid across the St. Louis area as we head into the evening, and I still have my eyes on some thunderstorms to our north and west.
And something to celebrate in South St. Louis, the big event at the Botanical Garden.
First on Fox, a couple carrying four loaded guns is standing outside an armed forces recruiting station in Wentzville.